פרק זין, משנה דלת. אוילס האויף, שעשו למטה כמסי חטס, לשם חטס. If an אוילס האויף, which should be processed on top of the מזבח, was done below on the floor of the עזרה, the way a אוילס חטס, an אויף חטס would be done, חטס האויף, and he did it לשם חטס. Rabbi Eliezer says, מייל אין בו. Rabbi Eliezer says, you could still be מייל in it, because even though he did it לשם חטס, since it was הוקדש, to be an Ola, was designated to be an Ola, which has no heter for Kohanim, and nothing has been done which can take away the status of Me'ila, therefore it would be Me'ila. So although it's an Ola Sa'if, and it was processed like a Chatas, which does not have Me'ila, it will maintain the status of Me'ila. Rabbi Yeshua says, Ein Marlin Ba. Rabbi Yeshua says, you cannot be Marlin it, and the Yochin explains, because since you changed the kavana, the intent of the processing, and you did the other processing of a chatas, and you did it in the place where a chatas is processed, although you're not going to be yotzei your chiyuv, since all the actions, the processing was a chatas processing, it actually turns into a karban chatas, a very novel idea presented by Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Eliezer challenges by Rabbi Yeshua and says, "Ma'im chatas she'ein ma'ilin b'lishma, a karban chatas, which if you process it properly, once it becomes mutter to the Kohanim, there's no me'ila, there's no status of me'ila. Yet, kishashina es shema, if you change the kavana, ma'ilin ba, there would be a status of me'ila, because since it's pasul, it doesn't become mutter to the Kohanim. So if that's the case, ola, a karban ola, shema'ilin ba, which does initially have a status of me'ila, kishashina shema, when you go and change the name, eino din shiyim aluba, shouldn't the same status apply that there should be me'ila? Once again, since a karban chatas, which was done improperly, it maintains the status of me'ila, it does not become mutter, then ola, which never had a reason to lose the status of me'ila, if you did it l'shem chatas, it should definitely not lose the status of Me'ila. So he's challenging Rabbi Yeshua, who says, Ein Marlin Bo. Why? So Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua responds to him and says, Lo. No. Im Amrit Bechatas, Shashina es Shemah L'Shem Oila. We may have said by a Karban Chatas that if you do it L'Shem Oila, that it still maintains the status of Me'ila, since it's Pasul, so it doesn't become Mutter. That's because Shekein Shina Shemah L'Davar She'esh B'Me'ila. But there you change the name, L'shem Oila, since you processed it with the intent that it should be a Karban Oila, I can understand why it should maintain the status of Me'ila. Taimer be'Oila, but we cannot apply that to an Ola, Shashina Shema L'shem Chatas, we change the name, the intent to process it as a Karban Chatas, Shekein Shina Shema L'davar She'en Bo Me'ila, because you've changed to process it as something which does not have Me'ila. So therefore, let us look at the end of the intent, and since the end game of the intent is that there should be me'ila, where you do a chatas l'shem oila, I can understand why it should maintain the status of me'ila. So Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said back to him, "Havaharei kodshe kodshim sheshachtan bedarim." What would be the case if you took a carbon that has the status of kodshe kodshim, let's say a asham, sheshachtan bedarim, that it was shechted on the south side of the Azara. We know that kachay kachim shechitasan batzafon. They need to be done on the north. Instead, this person did it on the south. V'shechatan l'shem kachim kalim, and the intent of the one shechting it was not that it should be kachay kachim, but that it should be kachim kalim. Yoychichu, that will prove you wrong. Shekein shina shema l'davar she'en bo me'ila, because in this case, he changed the intention for something which does not have me'ila, since he has in mind that it should be kachim kalim, umarlim behem, but yet the status of me'ila still replies. So af ata altism ala oila. So if so, you should also not be surprised that an oila she'afal pisha shina shemala davar she'en by me'ila, that even though you changed the name for something that does not have me'ila, she'yim aluba, that the status of me'ila should apply, because we see clearly from the case of a kachay kachim which was shechted on the south side of the azara, that we don't follow the intent. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua responded to justify his position that there is no me'ila. He says, "Im amit bekachay kachim sheshachtan bedarim." If you're going to apply it to kachay kachim that were shechted on the south, v'shachatan l'shem kachim kalim, and with the intent that it should be kachim kalim, shekein shina es shemon bedavar sheyesh bo Iser Veheter. Perhaps there the status of Me'ilah is going to stay because Kodshei Kodshim, after the Zerikas Hadam, there is still an Iser of Me'ilah on the innards. The Heter, it only applies to the Basar. So I can understand why the status of Me'ilah should remain, whereas Tomer Ba'ola Shashina Shema Ba'davah Shekulei Heter, that would not include an Ola where you did it L'Shem Chatas, that after it's processed, there actually is nothing left in the Olas Chatas Ha'of that would be have a status of Me'ilah. And therefore he wants to maintain his position that if you took an Olas Ha'of L'Shem Chatas, Ein Ma'alin Ba, there would be no Me'ilah. Mishnah Hey, Malak Bismol. If the Kohen did Malika with the left hand instead of his right hand, as we know, all avod in the Beis HaMikdash must be done with the right hand. Oy Belaila, or if it was done at night, and we know the Torah says that all processing of Karbonos, Shechita, Zerika, needs to be done during the daytime. Or Shachat Chulin, if Kohen shechted a animal which was not a Karbon, Bifnim, inside the Azara, Vikachim, or if he shechted Kachim, Bechutz, outside the Azara, in all of these cases, although we're not allowed to eat the meat, Einan Mitamin Bebeis Habliya. If a person does eat it, he won't become Tame, although if a person eats a Nevela, he becomes Tame once it enters his throat. Nevertheless, in this case, it's not considered a nevela. Since there was a proper shechita done and there was a malika done, although the details of it were incorrect, it will still be valid to the extent that it will not be considered a nevela. Malak pesach. Let's say the Kohen, by mistake, did malika with a knife. In other words, malika is supposed to be done with the fingernail, as we discussed in the earlier prakim. In this case, the Kohen actually took a knife and cut the back of the neck where he's supposed to insert his fingernail. Or Malak Chulin Bifnim, if he took a bird, which was not a karbon, and he did Malik on it inside the Azara. Or Malak, if he did Kachem Bachutz, if he did the Malika on Kachem outside the Azara. Or Tyrin Shelo Higia Zemanam. Or if he did Malika on Tyrin, on pigeons, which were not old enough to be brought as karbanos, or b'nei yonesh avres manam, or on adult pigeons, which are too old. Some say it's referring to doves that are too old. Sheyavesh gapa, or if the wings dried up, or shenismis eina, or if the eye was blinded, b'shenikta ragla, or if it was missing a foot. In these cases, it has a bal mum, it's a mum, and it's going to be puzzle. Now, although the rule is ein tamos v'zachros ba'ifos, that a mum may not passel it by ifos, that's only when it becomes blind by natural means. But if a limb is taken off, then it's actually going to be considered passel. So in these cases, although it is passel, mitame v'beis habliya, I'm sorry, because it is passel, it will be mitame v'beis habliya because it will be considered a nevela. Zehaklal, this is the general rule you should apply. Kol shahaya psulei b'kodesh. Any karbon that the invalid status is a result of kodesh, meaning if you did the malika of kodshim inside the azara, but it became pasul for another reason, for example, because the malika was done with the left hand, or the malika was done at night. So that's called psula b'kodesh. In that case, eina metame b'beis habliya, it will not be considered a nevela to be metame, the one who eats it when it enters his throat. L'haya psula b'kodesh. If let's say the psul was not a psul after it becomes kodesh. For example, if malika was not done with the fingernail, or if it was chulin in the azara, or if it was kachim which was outside. In that case, metame b'beis habliya, it will be metame b'beis habliya, as it will be considered a nevela. V'chol ha-psulim. All karbanos that are pasul. I'm sorry, all people that are pasul to do the avoda. For example, a zar, an onin, a tful yom, a mechusa kipurim, and on, shem molku, that they did the malika, malikasan psula, the malika will be pasul. But ve'enan metamos beveis habliya, but the animal, the bird, which was processed by them, will not be considered an avela, And if a person eats the flesh, it will not be metame bebeis habliya. Now we keep on discussing tuma bebeis habliya. And the Bar Tanur just explains that we're talking about a case where even if the worst case scenario was that he never touched the meat, someone stuck the meat down in his throat, the halacha still is that he's tameh. So that's why we refer to tuma bebeis habliya. But it's possible that a person can become tameh just in the very process of handling the meat with his own hands.